This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Monday, September 3rd, 2018. This is Garrett Bampost reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Before I do anything else, I have to tell you about the premier place to buy last-minute tickets, Game Time. With over 8 million users across the U.S. and Canada, GameTime is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. GameTime is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Unlike legacy industry behemoths Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, GameTime curates only the best value tickets and makes the experience incredibly fast and easy. And, not to mention, GameTime guarantees you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and that they'll be valid for entry. If not, they will give you a 100% refund or locate replacement tickets. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/sox and use promo code SOX. That's usegametime.com/SOX. Please note that this offer is only valid for first-time customers. The White Sox continued their rampage against the AL East with an 8-0 victory last night over the Red Sox, splitting a 4-game series with the best team in baseball. Brian Johnson was on the rubber at the beginning of the rout, running into trouble right off the bat. Chicago tallied 4 runs on 7 hits in just an inning and a third. This was bad news for Alex Cora, as his bullpen was worn down from the past 3 games, and it showed. The bleeding continued after Johnson exited, a little more slowly, with solitary runs in the 3rd, 4th, 6th, and 8th, but the added damage was enough to put Boston away. What really didn't help was the fact that the Red Sox offense decided to go dormant in yesterday's afternoon contest. Totaling 5 hits, the normally reliable offensive production from Mookie Betts, Eduardo Nunez, and Mitch Moreland was absent. Even the RBI machine himself, JD Martinez, could not make a dent. For the best offense in the league, it was not a good look. In a weekend that featured much back-and-forth action, there was a high point. Both Eduardo Rodriguez and Steven Wright were activated from the DL after a couple weeks. Rodriguez fanned 10 out of the first 12 batters he faced in the 6-1 win on Saturday and looked like he never got a day off. With Sale and Price out, Rodriguez might be a temporary relief in a desperate time for the Red Sox pitching staff. Surprisingly enough, the Yankees also ran into difficulty with the AL Central this weekend, the Detroit Tigers. A late inning collapse and some weak pitching performances kept Boston's rivals at bay. After Chicago had gone into New York last week and took 2 out of 3, the standings remain just about the same. Coming up are 2 vital series that could define the end of the season for the Red Sox. The former Braves will travel down to Atlanta to face the modern Braves and then return to Fenway Park to host the Houston Astros. Starting off the stretch is Nathan Eovaldi, and lefty will get another crack at escaping his recent slump tonight in his first ever matchup with the Braves. His opposition is young phenom Touki Toussaint. Toussaint has 1 major league start to his name against the Miami Marlins, where he allowed just 2 hits in 6 frames. First pitch goes off at 1:05 this afternoon. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampost for the Boston Red Sox newsfeed.